Part 2. You will hear 3 conversations. Listen to the conversations and answer the questions. Put a circle around the letter of the correct answer. You will hear each conversation twice. Look at the questions for conversation 1. Conversation 1.
Mr. Price, do you come in?
Thanks. Right. Do you want the whole place decorated?
No, just the living room for the moment. A lot depends on your estimate for the job.
And have you had any thoughts about what colour you want?
Well, I've been thinking of blue, but I'm not entirely certain. I hoped you might be able to give me some suggestions.
It's quite a dark room, isn't it? How about a pale yellow? It would lighten the room no end and go well with your carpet, too.
Do you know? I hadn't considered that, but I think you're right. I also wanted to ask you about what would be best for the ceiling. Mr. Price, do you come in?
Thanks. Right. Do you want the whole place decorated?
No, just the living room for the moment. A lot depends on your estimate for the job.
And have you had any thoughts about what colour you want?
Well, I've been thinking of blue, but I'm not entirely certain. I hoped you might be able to give me some suggestions.
It's quite a dark room, isn't it? How about a pale yellow? It would lighten the room no end and go well with your carpet, too.
Do you know? I hadn't considered that, but I think you're right. I also wanted to ask you about what would be best for the ceiling.
Now, look at the questions for conversation 2. Conversation 2.
So, Paul, why did you want to see me?
I think you know perfectly well, Gina. I assume it was you who decided to promote Leah to head of department.
It wasn't just my decision, Paul, as you know. But yes, we thought she was the right person for the role. Time will tell.
How can you say that when she's hardly been here 5 minutes? And before the summer, you told me that you'd back my application for the post. That's the thing that really gets to me, the way you've changed your mind.
Well, I'm sorry you feel like that, but situations change, Paul. We all know that. And Leah is exceptional. We're lucky to have her. I can understand how you feel, but I hope you'll be able to work together. So, Paul, why did you want to see me?
I think you know perfectly well, Gina. I assume it was you who decided to promote Leah to head of department.
It wasn't just my decision, Paul, as you know. But yes, we thought she was the right person for the role. Time will tell.
How can you say that when she's hardly been here 5 minutes? And before the summer, you told me that you'd back my application for the post. That's the thing that really gets to me, the way you've changed your mind.
Well, I'm sorry you feel like that, but situations change, Paul. We all know that. And Leah is exceptional. We're lucky to have her. I can understand how you feel, but I hope you'll be able to work together.
Now, look at the questions for conversation 3. Conversation 3.
Wow! That was just totally amazing, wasn't it?
What? Standing outside in the rain and having to pay £20 for the privilege? And why did they have to play so loud?
Oh, come on, don't be like that. The first half was excellent. especially the last three numbers. The guy playing bass guitar was brilliant. In fact, I thought they all were.
Well, I'm sorry, but I thought they were terrible. And the sound system, too. Whatever possessed you to bring me along? £20? What a waste.
Oh, for goodness sake, stop going on. I'll give you back the money if you want. I thought you'd enjoy it. Now, please, don't spoil it for me. Wow! That was just totally amazing, wasn't it?
What? Standing outside in the rain and having to pay £20 for the privilege? And why did they have to play so loud?
Oh, come on, don't be like that. The first half was excellent, especially the last three numbers. The guy playing bass guitar was brilliant. In fact, I thought they all were.
Well, I'm sorry, but I thought they were terrible. And the sound system, too. Whatever possessed you to bring me along? £20? What a waste.
Oh, for goodness sake, stop going on. I'll give you back the money if you want. I thought you'd enjoy it. Now, please, don't spoil it for me.
That is the end of part 2.